You're listening to SBS News.
The 963 new diagnoses of HIV in Australia last year represent the lowest total number since 2010. And gay and bisexual men, sometimes stereotyped as the main carriers of the virus, are mainly credited for the drop. While almost two-thirds of those infected with HIV in Australia are still gay and bisexual men, diagnoses in that group have fallen 15% in the past year alone. Authorities point to higher rates of testing, an increase in the number of people living with HIV on treatment, and the recent increased use of a preventative pill called pre-exposure prophylaxis, or PrEP. PrEP is used before sex, similar to an oral contraceptive pill, and it was listed on the pharmaceutical benefits scheme in April. Now, though, attention is being focused on the heterosexual community. Diagnoses among heterosexuals have increased 10% over the past 5 years, and a quarter of new diagnoses in 2017 were heterosexuals. The Kirby Institute for Infection and Immunity at the University of New South Wales has released the new statistics. The Institute's Professor Rebecca Guy says more work is needed to lower the diagnosis rates in certain communities, including migrant ones.
The declines in HIV have not been equal. There have been no major declines in people born overseas, and there's also been increase in heterosexuals, which highlights the importance of additional tailored strategies to ensure the benefits of Australia's prevention response are equitable.
Especially of concern is more than half of diagnoses among heterosexual people are late, meaning the patient has been living with HIV and possibly infecting other people with it for 4 or more years. The situation is especially dire among Indigenous Australians, where the diagnosis rate has increased in the past 5 years. It is currently twice the rate for non-Indigenous people. And trends within the Indigenous community regarding infection are sometimes the opposite of trends in the non-Indigenous population. Associate Professor James Ward, head of Aboriginal Infectious Diseases at the South Australian Health and Medical Research Institute, says more specific help is needed.
One really important point I think that we need to mobilise around is the potential for outbreaks in areas where there's least HIV expertise, particularly in regional and remote areas. It has been a common theme over the last 5 to 10 years that there's been small outbreaks in regional and remote areas, and it puts enormous strain on health services in those settings, and enormous buy-in of expertise is often required in those settings. So I think it's something we all need to think very carefully about to continue the efforts to reduce notifications in the Aboriginal population. And of course, to do all of that, we require increased and targeted funding for the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander population.
At the forefront of the fight against HIV are social attitudes, perhaps even more than medical science. While tolerance has increased in some ways, University of New South Wales Associate Professor Limin Mao says stigmas still exist around HIV carriers. She says they range from outright discrimination and hatred to more casual and specific negative attitudes.
In terms of HIV status, still about 50% people saying that they would behave negatively towards people living with HIV. And also, there is a phenomenon called not in my backyard. When, you know, kind of about half of people saying they would not behave negatively, but if a roommate, someone discovers that they have a roommate, he or she is HIV positive, then, you know, I think more than 60% people would say that it would bother them.
Closely linked with social attitudes towards HIV are the laws surrounding the disease and the treatment of it. The Australian Society for HIV Medicine's Scott McGill says potential improvements in that area will be a key focus of this week's Australasian HIV and AIDS conference in Sydney.
The other area that we'll be looking at is considering legal issues and human rights related issues. And particularly where criminalization, or where our understanding of where we're at in terms of evidence and the science around HIV, but the lag or the disconnect between that response, those understandings, and the law and policy, particularly in Australia, and how that impacts on negative consequences for people affected by HIV.
Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.